Live in studio, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. He's a successful entrepreneur, a real estate and finance expert, and goes to bat for you every day as your consumer advocate. Your host, Brandon Rhymes.
Yes, here we are again, another day committed to picking a fight with the mainstream media and providing you the timely truth. In studio, Tara Richter, Richter Publishing. Welcome back in.
Yeah, thanks for having me in. Today, I'm going to talk about the top five mistakes that new authors make and how to avoid them.
Excellent. Yeah, a lot of ways to avoid, you know, mistakes. And it's all about preparation and understanding, you know, what your message is behind your story and developing that core story, as Chet Holmes used to call it, the author of The Ultimate Sales Machine. Chet Holmes was a presenter and a speaker over at the Business Mastery course in Namali, Fiji. But yeah, developing that core story. And so, and now we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk with Tara Richter, Richter Publishing, back in studio. Benefits of publishing a book. Welcome in.
Thanks. Thanks for having me in. I was actually going to talk today about the top five mistakes that new authors make, because unfortunately, you know, a book does, like when you publish it, it makes you an expert in your industry.
Yep.
It raises your profile. However, if you make certain mistakes, it can actually discredit you and it can make your business look worse. So it always makes me nervous when I talk with people who, you know, some people can't afford my services and I totally understand that. But it's like, if you're going to go out there and do it yourself, there are some really important things that you want to avoid, so you still have a decent book out there. So I'm gonna go backwards, kind of like the Tonight Show.
Okay, good. That'd be fun.
Yeah, no. Okay, so number five. The number five most commonly made mistake by new authors is that they only publish a Kindle book and they don't do an actual paperback. And that's a big mistake, because the whole thing is, if you don't have a physical book, you can't do book signings. It's going to be hard for you to get on TV because, you know, they want that book. They want to hold it. They want to show it on the camera. So a lot of new authors, to save money, and they think it's going to be easier, is they're just going to do a digital book. Or to even go further than that, they'll just have a PDF download.
Let me comment on that too. And the other thing I use a lot of times for my book is, to when I'm going into a listing appointment and I'm having my own listing and I'm signing that inside cover, hey, here's a copy of my book.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's your calling card. You want to carry your books with you everywhere you go. Because as we said, you know, a lot of times having that book is, you know, you could get, you know, a huge client and make thousands of dollars and it only costs you maybe $3 to buy the book.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you do that. And don't do just a PDF download.
Yeah.
Okay, if you write down some stuff and you put it in a PDF and you have people download it, that does not make you a published author. Okay, it's like a pamphlet. So don't do that. Number four is that they don't hire a professional to format their digital book properly if they do it. Now, when you have a Kindle and an iBook, you need a programming language, because there are no page numbers. It's actually, you know, because everything has to be sized anywhere from the size of an iPhone to a tablet, you know, to a computer, whatever. So basically, it's a programming language. So in the system, you can just take a Word document and upload it, but it's going to look horrible. And you don't want people to download that book and then it looks really bad, because that's going to make you look really bad. So, you know, find the professional, pay someone to actually format that Kindle book properly so that you can have the hyperlinks and the tabs and it flips through and it looks like it should.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, and the hyperlinks are really cool, because that's you're going to put in there different types of supporting documents, supporting websites. They're going to have some key points on there as well.
Absolutely. I mean, some of the tricks I do with my authors in the paperback and the digital versions is, in the free preview, the 20% free preview, I'll put my website, I'll put their website, so people can actually look and see those links and click on them without even buying the book.
Great point.
Yeah, because that's kind of the point of our nonfiction business books, is to get business. So point number three is that they don't ask the right questions when they're signing a contract with a publisher. So I've seen this happen so many times, and it really irritates me, because there's publishers out there who actually don't put your book on distribution channels. And that's just horrible. Because that's the whole point of publishing a book, is to have it on Amazon, you know, Books a Million, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, iTunes. And I've met people who have the book, but all they did was just print a book. It's not on distribution channels.
Yeah.
So you want to ask those questions with any publisher. You know, where is my book going to be distributed? What are my royalties? You know, mm-hmm. when do I get my royalties? I have met a couple authors, and some are doctors, so they're not stupid people. But their book has been published for a year, and they've never got a royalty check.
Wow.
Nor have they ever got a report showing how many books they've sold.
Wow.
Like, how can you... I just don't even understand that. My authors, it's like 30 days. Okay, come on, where are my royalties? And I'm like, whoa, whoa, it's 60 days in arrears. But at least I tell them that up front mm-hmm. so they're aware. And so these people who haven't gotten stats for a year, even 2 years,
yeah,
what's going on? You know?
Yeah, that's interesting. And when you have a book on Amazon, can you just go to Amazon and look and see how many copies have been sold?
No, you can't. No, it's all on the back end with reports.
Right.
But, you know, and the funny thing is that, you know, my system, it has all of my author's books in there. So I can't just let my author have the password and check it out.
Right.
But I hired a computer programmer to go in and actually pull all that data from all the different distributions, which is going to be available soon. So I'm really excited. So authors can log in and see their stats real time. So they'll be able to see what they're selling, where they're selling. And then we give monthly reports the first of every month, breaking it down in an Excel spreadsheet, and then we cut them a check.
Interesting. We're talking with Tara Richter of Richter Publishing here on the Real Estate Quarterback Show. Now, one of the other things I hear is that there's different, whenever you do your initial release, there's different strategies. Some would say, I think you put it on at like a 99-cent sale. Can you talk about that, like strategy?
Yeah, you can do that. Like when we do the Amazon bestseller campaign for authors, what we'll do is we strategize, you know, the date that we're going to release it. We send emails out to get everyone excited to go and buy it on the same day. And then sometimes we will release it as a discounted price, and then it'll be that discounted price for 24 hours, and then we'll bump the price back up.
Right.
However, the only downfall with that is if you list the price at a discounted, you know, level at Amazon, then since you already plugged that price in, they can go and change it back to that price at any point in time.
Really?
Yeah, I have no control over that.
Interesting.
So, yeah, because so like we'll do an Amazon bestseller campaign, have it $10 off. 3 months down the line, my author is emailing me, why is my book on sale again? And I look in, and because we put that initial price, they just went from $24.99/$14.99, and I have no control over that.
Wow. Wow.
So yeah.
It's up to their discretion.
It is. Amazon has a lot of control, which unfortunately I don't. But I mean, if you want to, you know, play ball, you have to play by the rules. So,
right. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. So that's just kind of a tidbit. But okay. So number two is authors will design their own book covers. Mm. Okay. Let me emphasize, if you do not have a degree in graphic design, if you have not worked in the copy in the print industry, do not design your own book cover.
Yeah.
I've seen horrible. And I had some examples I could bring in, but I don't want to give these, you know, people negative publicity, but just horrible. Like 72 DPI iPhone selfies. Mm. No. Mm. Okay, no. Like, go get a professional photo taken.
Yeah.
In a studio. Pay the $150. You know, and don't lay out your own cover. It's just, if you don't have that skill, you can't do it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I have people come and ask me, like, oh, I have a designer, so can you discount that price? I'm not going to, because the problem is what happens is when I get these covers from designers,
yeah,
I get literally just the front. Okay, it'll just be this.
Right.
But the problem, a book is a three-dimensional,
right,
okay, item. And so they don't give me the spine and they don't give me the back.
Mm.
So then I still have to come in and relay out and redesign all the covers no matter what.
Yep.
So hire the professionals.
Yeah, that's it.
And okay, the number one mistake that new authors make is that they have their mom edit their manuscript for them. Now, I'm not trying to bash anybody's mother, but once again, if she does not have a degree in English or grammar or journalism, you need to hire a professional to do it. Because we get some manuscripts in, and it's like, oh, it's been edited. It's like, okay, who by? Oh, my best friend, my mom. And then the grammar's horrible. And I'm like, okay, no, we need to go through and edit this again, because you don't want to have lots of mistakes. I mean, yeah, granted, And, you know, 70,000 words, you're going to have a couple.
Yep.
But when it's massive, once again, it's going to discredit you and people aren't going to take you seriously.
Yeah, and we don't want that. That's the whole purpose of the book. And you know, being that published author, you're separating yourself from everyone else in your industry, most everyone else in your industry. So, yeah, don't make those mistakes. Thanks for those top five tips and more from our experts here in studio. We're going to hear more from Marshall Berner. He's an attorney here with Four Rivers Law Firm in Tampa Bay, as well as Tara Richter of Richter Publishing here in studio. Stay with us. The best is yet to come. You're listening to Real Estate Quarterback Show, realestateradiotampa.com.
Have you always wanted to write a book? Do you have a manuscript that's been rejected time and time again by a traditional publishing house? Then you're in luck. Richter Publishing will make your dreams of becoming a published author a reality. Contact us today for your free 30-minute phone consultation. Go to www.richterpublishing.com. That's R-I-C-H-T-E-R publishing.com. And click on the Contact Us tab to schedule your session.
So we're back here in studio. Let's go ahead and go around the horn here and get some consumer tips. Tara, on the book titles and different things you're seeing on your side, let's talk a little bit about you. You've had an interesting situation where you've outsold. You had one of your authors outsell John Grisham. That mm-hmm. was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Plaintiff 101. And we made it a number one Amazon bestseller, pushing John Grisham down to number three for about 3 days.
Wow.
So that was pretty awesome. And we're actually getting ready to release her audiobook now about a year later. And we're strategizing to do an Amazon bestseller campaign with that. So it would be really cool if we made it number one bestseller in the audiobook and the Kindle and the paperback realm. That would be really awesome.
Yeah, you know, personally, that's my flavor, man. I like to plug in and listen rather than actively read. I know some people are the opposite. They'd rather get the highlighters out and highlight and underline. I just love the ability to jump on my bike or go to the gym or whatever I'm doing and just listen to great content being poured into my brain. You know?
Yeah, and that's why I think it's important to hit it up in all three aspects, to do the paperback, do the Kindle, and do the audiobook.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't see the power of the audiobook, but I think for younger generations, they're more in tune to that with the podcasts and the on-demand and, you know, just listening and stuff like that. So I really do think it's important to do the podcast, or not the podcast. Those are good too, but the audiobook. So, and you know, one of the strategies we did, because with the Plaintiff 101, she has a lot of note sections in the back of the book and she was concerned about that. And I'm like, well, all we have to do is put together a little PDF guide, which I did the other week. That's like 10 pages long. We put it on your website. It's a free download. And then we mention it in the book when people are listening to it. So when they're listening, it's like, oh, by the way, go here to our website, download this. You can take notes, you know, as you go along. So there's a lot of, you know, interaction that you can do, all different ways.
Love it. Kind of like a workbook, you know, it helps you, because that's the best time to capture those ideas is when they're fresh on your mind. You know, write it down, commit to it, get those ideas out there, design your logos, whatever that next item, next action item might be.
Mm-hmm.
Great time to do it. So when we come back, we're going to talk more with Tara Richter, Richter Publishing, and we're also going to hear parting words from Marshall Berner, Four Rivers Law Firm. Real Estate Quarterback Show, realestateradiotampa.com.
Have you always wanted to write a book? Do you have a manuscript that's been rejected time and time again by a traditional publishing house? Then you're in luck. Richter Publishing will make your dreams of becoming a published author a reality. Contact us today for your free 30-minute phone consultation. Go to www.richterpublishing.com. That's R-I-C-H-T-E-R publishing.com. And click on the Contact Us tab to schedule your session.
We're here in studio live from iHeartRadio, beautiful South Tampa here. We're talking with attorney Marshall Berner, Four Rivers Law Firm, as well as Tara Richter. She's the owner of Richter Publishing. And before the break, we were kind of talking about Plaintiff 101, edged out John Grisham and the bestseller, New York Times bestseller, and the importance of putting out the different types of books, the audio version as well as the Kindle version. So what else are you seeing in your world?
Well, you know, one thing I kind of wanted to touch on for some tips, since we're talking about searching and protecting, you know, your ideas and everything like that. One thing that's important is when you're coming up with a title for your book, that you go out there and you search on Amazon and even just on the web and see if there's other books that have similar titles, or what your title pulls up. Because I had an instance with... it was a book with three different authors, and they wanted to kind of get people's attention and, you know, kind of be out there a little bit. So what they went with a popular, you know, tag terms like, what was it? It was WTF.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I won't give the whole title of the book, but that was part of it. But it actually stood for something else. What's the focus?
Oh.
But the problem is that when you search the title in Amazon, porn comes up.
Oh, goodness.
So, since it's a business book and they're business coaches, you don't want that to be tied with your business. And unfortunately, what happened was I purchased the ISBN after we purchased the ISBN. We literally already had it published, and then she started searching it, the author, and this was pulling up. Well, once you lock in ISBN, that's a social security, basically, number that's tied with the book, and you can't change it.
Oh, man.
Okay. So then the other problem that comes is once it's published on Amazon, you can never take a book down. So you can never really unpublish from Amazon. So then it's like, well, we can change it, but then you're going to have two books listed, and then people are going to be confused.
Wow.
So you want to do your due diligence and search. You know, yeah, she got what she wanted. She got people's attention.
Wow.
But maybe not so much in the right way.
Yeah.
So, you know, you want to make sure when you have that title, you go out there, you Google it, you go onto Amazon, see if there's other books that are similar, and just what those terms pull up so that people don't get confused and or they don't get offended when they're trying to find your book and they find something else.
Yeah, I'm excited about our book coming out. It's you know, we're a few weeks out, I guess, and it's, you know, when you did that initial search, not much came up.
Yeah, there wasn't hardly anything that came up about the topic, the title, you know, really the overall concept, which was interesting. There were some blog sites out there that had some stuff, but nothing was 100% whole with the whole concept, which I was kind of surprised.
Right.
You know, honestly, and I don't know if we're going to tell them what it's about or not, or we're going to wait.
We're going to wait. We're going to wait. We're going to keep them on the edge of their seats out there.
Yeah. No, but I think it's really cool. I'm excited about, you know, the information, because, you know, I've been in radio myself for a long time.
Yep.
Had my own show back a couple of years ago. So I think it has a ton of information and the cover's super cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm excited about it. It's going to be cool. It's going to be neat. It's going to have an opportunity to help other people, you know, with the coaching aspect that's really big on it. I think the coaching side is going to play really hand in hand with, you know, the public speaking focus that I'm kind of pushing out into now to help, you know, emceeing events. Emceed last year's Wine, Women, and Shoes event. We did a sports banquet for a local school here in Tampa Bay recently. So, you know, that's something I'm passionate about, kind of moving into that space and, you know, just continuing to move in that you know, onstage presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully it'll be published here in, I don't know, maybe like the next month. I think we could get it done.
Cool. Awesome. Looking forward to it. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you just joined us, you're listening to Real Estate Quarterback Show, the Consumer Quarterback Show, as well as our second brand. And we're talking with Tara Richter. She's the owner of Richter Publishing, as well as Marshall Berner. He's an attorney here in Tampa Bay with Four Rivers Law Firm. Let's go ahead and enter our lightning round. All right. Top consumer tips, things to do, things to avoid. And Tara, what's your top consumer tip?
Well, as I was talking about all the top five mistakes that new authors make, I mean, really my tip is you need to hire a professional to write your book. I mean, edit the book, write the book, publish the book, lay it out. You know, the whole thing. You really want a professional if you don't know how to do things in your realm. So, I mean, the whole thing is that, like, we offer financing for our authors. So some of our packages are as low as around $115 a month.
Wow.
So, you know, anybody can afford that, and you want to do it so that you have a professional book out there and you don't have these very bad ones that I use as examples in my workshops of what not to do.
Yeah, when people see it, they're going to say,
come on, man.
So yeah, you know, $115 a month.
Yeah, that's our lowest package.
So for the lowest package, financing available, you can take Tara Richter up on this offer, and you know, Richter Publishing, have them set you apart from your competition. You know, she's going to write your book for you. So you're going to sit down with them and talk to them about their business, ask mm-hmm. them pointed questions, and you're going to write the book, right?
Yeah, that package is more expensive.
Okay.
Because that takes a lot of time. That one's the one if they actually they write the book themselves, they hire their own editors, and they give it to us clean and ready to go. And then we format, we design the cover, we publish it on distribution channels all over the world in paperback and digital format.
Okay.
But we will read through and make sure that the editors did their job properly.
Okay. So a little bit more expensive for the full.
Yeah.
Gold
for us to come in, right?
Yeah.
It's a little more expensive. But I mean, all they have to do is I always do free 30-minute phone consultations.
Yep.
Just go to my website, richardpublishing.com, and the contact us button. And I am more than happy to have a phone call with anybody and discuss, you know, how we can help them.
Perfect. Yeah, just a way that you can grow your sphere of influence. You know, people ask me a lot of times, you know, how did you start the show? What did you think about with the Real Estate Quarterback Show? You know, over 3 years ago now that we've been, you know, rocking and rolling here and just growing our sphere of influence. And, you know, it's about separating yourself. It's about being different. It's about innovation and differentiation. And I think so many times people are stuck on someday aisle. You know, it's like they're stranded on this island. You know, you've got to vote yourself off the island and get off of someday aisle and go ahead and have the self-discipline and you know, to go ahead and separate yourself if you are in, you know, that business. Again, you know, some people may not be in a business that lends to that. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to take a look at, I know we talked about it before too, is, you know, interviewing your elders. Talk to your elders. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a pretty cool story there. You know, when I talk to my grandmother, sometimes she talks about how the day after her wedding, she was back out in the fields working. I mean, talk about a different lifestyle.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, some of the books that we do is, you know, memoirs to leave a legacy, talking about your life. And I mean, the cool thing is that you can write a book about your life. And then when you passed on, your kids can buy the book, your grandkids can buy the book. It'll be on distribution channels forever.
Yeah.
So 100 years from now, you know, someone can go in your family and download the Kindle or buy the paperback, whatever. And instead of having to go to those, you know, ancestry websites and finding out what they say, you can hear it directly from grandma or grandpa. And I mean, just how cool would that be that you can just go and download grandma's book?
Yeah, there's a great idea. Call up your grandparents, find out, you know, hey, are you interested in this? And these days it's so easy too. You can get a first draft by talking into your iPhone, mm-hmm. sending it, you know, to your email and putting it together yourself. And then you take Tara up on the $115 monthly offer. It's a mm-hmm. great opportunity. So
absolutely.
Yep. So, hey, I want to thank all of our listeners out there. We really appreciate you listening and checking out our podcast. And we want you to go out there and please consider making a random act of kindness. We'll see you here next time. Thanks so much.